USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Millions in the U.S. are dealing with extreme heat and smoke pollution from Canada. The National Weather Service says triple-digit temperatures could last through midweek from Texas to the lower Mississippi Valley as a high-pressure dome moves westward. Air quality alerts have been issued for parts of the Midwest, the Great Lakes, Tennessee, North Carolina, and the Northeast as Canadian wildfire smoke drifts south into the U.S. Flight delays and cancellations are still an issue in parts of the United States. According to FlightAware, over 3,800 flights have been delayed so far across the country. Meanwhile, more than 300 flights have already been canceled today after weekend storms snarled operations at some major airports. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is pledging his unwavering support for Israel at the Christians United for Israel Summit in Arlington, Virginia. He criticized the Biden administration's handling of the Israel relationship.
You only care about applying disfavored treatment to the state of Israel? That is anti-Semitism, and that is wrong.
Biden has not invited Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to the White House since taking office in Israel last year. Moscow is pulling out of a grain deal with Ukraine that could cripple global food supplies. The agreement had allowed Ukrainian agricultural products to pass through the Black Sea without Russian interference. Ukraine supplies 10% of the world's wheat market. A new real-time data collection resource called the Earth Information Center is now online.
You're going to see real-time information that is being beamed to the Earth from dozens of spacecraft about a particular issue, and then you will see the hyperwall change, and it will give you additional data from other assets in space.
NASA head Bill Nelson says you'll be able to access data about climate, weather, and natural resource matters on our home planet. You can check it out at gis.earthdata.nasa.gov. This is USA News.
Hey, this is Brant, along with Sherry here. And so you hear me doing these spots for MediShare, and Sherry actually helps me with them. I get people actually in person saying, okay, Brant, for real, do you recommend this? Like, yeah, for real, I actually do. I'm not just saying stuff. So family, friends ask me about it. I'm like, yes, you should look into this. It's really a great option for a lot of people.
That's what I tell people my experience has been. MediShare has been fantastic for me.
Yeah.
It's so different from health insurance in a lot of great ways, honestly.
Yeah, and let's see, a lot of people who switch tell me that. It's the same reaction. They're very, very happy with it, and it gives them peace of mind and saves them a lot of money.
I would tell people, look into it.
Yep. So really, for reals, if you want to talk to them, they're great to talk to. I think you'll be impressed and happy you looked into it. So you do the phone number. I'm actually tired of doing all the phone numbers.
Okay.
Call now.
855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11. 855-BIBLE-11.
Nice job.
Thanks.
Parents have a new weapon to protect their kids from the respiratory illness RSV. The FDA has approved the injectable drug Beyfortus, a ready-made antibody that can bind to the virus and stop it from infecting cells. It is the first long-lasting drug for at-risk toddlers and infants susceptible to the respiratory illness. The Republican frontrunner is critiquing his challengers.
While Donald Trump has a strong lead among the GOP candidates, the former president likes his position in the field and those in the race.
You have some very talented people. I've been impressed by some of them. Some of them I'm very friendly with, actually.
Trump was a guest on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. Polls have Trump way ahead of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in the race for the Republican nomination, although he didn't rule out the possibility of selecting a running mate from among his primary challengers. Trump didn't specifically name one either. I'm Jerry Garmash.
Seniors in the East and Southeast United States are the most likely to have Alzheimer's disease. That's according to new data published in the Alzheimer's Association's journal. The report includes the first ever estimates of the prevalence of the disease in the U.S. from studying thousands of individuals to assess demographic risk factors. Actress Lindsay Lohan is a new mom. According to Page Six, the 37-year-old gave birth to her first son, a child named Luai. The baby was born in Dubai, where she lives with her husband, Badr Shamas. In Arabic, Luai means shield or protector. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.